fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. Good morning. Going to continue to look at the letter to the Hebrews and the great exhortation we're given to live by faith, to run the great race, to endure the trials of daily life with our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. In this letter, we see time and again the call to faith and to endurance. Those two things go together. Faith is a way of knowing. It's a way of seeing. It's a way of knowing the truth about God's call on our lives. It's a way of seeing Jesus, God's ultimate word to the earth, to you and to me, to the whole world, the saving act of Jesus Christ and his ultimate victory over the powers of sin and death. And this gift of faith that God gives to us allows you and allows me to be able to receive the promise, just as Abraham was promised land by the Father, just as Moses was given the promise, and the patriarchs and the saints were promised so much. The Christian life is fundamentally a race, we hear from this letter, a great race in which we have our eyes fixed on a concrete goal. And that concrete goal is the glory that belongs to Jesus Christ. It's the kingdom of God made accessible to each and every one of us and given to us as a promise of the Lord Jesus, who has won for us a victory, who's now seated at the right hand of the Father, and the new existence, the new creation that each one of us are destined to receive if we endure, if we live by faith, if we trust God, if we walk with him, what belongs to Jesus will be ours. And those who are now in Christ, those who have been baptized into Christ, have been given a down payment, a promissory note. That is the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is a foretaste of the promise of the life of the kingdom to come. And it's the Holy Spirit who is sent to us to make it possible for us to be able to see Jesus in faith, to be able to grasp and to lay hold of who he is in his victory and his glory and his majesty and what he's done for us in shedding his blood on the cross. We share in the victory that belongs to Jesus. He's an offering to God for us. And we're called to follow in his footsteps and to radically surrender our life, your life, my life, to him in faith and in trust, to abandon our own reliance on ourselves and to move the center of gravity of our lives to the person of Jesus Christ. We fix our eyes on him. That's constant exhortation. First, second chapter of Hebrews, I've been talking about the last week and a half, saying to us, everything is in his control. Everything is subject to him. Even though now, what it looks like to us is everything around us, yet still in the world, is not subject to him. And there's a great deal of rebellion and resistance against him. And we find that resistance even inside our own hearts. But what faith gives us, the passage goes on to say, is that we see Jesus in victory, at the right hand of the Father, crowned in glory. We see the promise fulfilled. And so we live by faith. In chapter 10 of Hebrews, there's an exhortation at the end of that chapter I think is important. It gives us a real flavor of what we're being exhorted to do and what we're being called to. It says, therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that you may do the will of God and receive what is promised. It's a beautiful, just very simple two verses, but it's loaded with wisdom, and it gives us a clear picture of what not only the letter to the Hebrews is calling us to, but really what the whole Christian life and living the Christian life is about. Number one, you will be tested every day. You're in a battle. You're running a difficult race. Hold on to your confidence. Your confidence in God, in God's plan, whether God exists, whether God cares about you, whether his plans for you are good, all of that. The devil and the power of the world will constantly press in on you to steal your confidence and your security in God and God's love. You can count on that battle. It's going to happen. The devil's strategy is to whittle away at your confidence or completely break it, undermine it, so that you lose sight of the goal and you lose confidence that the promise of great reward that God has given to you and his son Jesus is real, or that somehow it won't happen for you. The devil wants you to lose confidence in God, in God's ability to bring about that promise in your life. Is God able? If God is able, does he even want to do it in your case? If you lose confidence, you lose sight of the reward. If you lose sight of the reward and what God's calling you to, and we fail to endure, we're not going to obey God. We're not going to step into God and live that life he's called us to live, and we will lose that reward. That's what the devil's after. He wants to discourage you, to sideline you, to cripple you with a lack of confidence so you don't live your life with fervor. You don't live your life with a full heart that's and a life that's animated by a confidence beyond your human experience, that is beyond your circumstances on a daily basis. Because we know our feelings go up and down. Good things happen in life, bad things happen in life. We can't control everything, but what we know for sure and what we're being exhorted to is to say, look, you've been given a promise. Chapter 12, the writer will talk about you live in an unshakable kingdom. You have now the promise of God. The Lord has thrown you a life raft. He's thrown you a life belt thrown out to you. He's got the rope in his hands. He wants you to securely put it on, and he's pulling you home. If you just keep your eyes on him and hold on to that rope, hold on to what he's given to you, and don't let it go. Have confidence that he's moving you in the right direction. Have confidence that he's in control, and he can bring about a full salvation in your life and bring you into the fulfillment of every desire you have in your heart, ultimately, to be with him forever. So keep your eyes on that reward. Verse 36, so the writer tells us, remember, you have need for endurance, need of endurance, so that you may do the will of God. It's clear from this passage, from Hebrews 12, which I read yesterday, we'll continue to pick up as we go on through the day here. Endurance is a key piece of what it means to live the Christian life. One of the unfortunate side effects of living in a very comfortable existence in America and in the West, where there's a great deal of prosperity, lots of distraction, a capacity, really, to seek pleasure every day and receive it. You know, that the world is serving up to us the promise of a life of uninterrupted entertainment, of constant distraction. We don't want to struggle. We don't want to do battle. And there's the flesh in us, the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. And so the idea of endurance means work. And we'd rather not work. We'd rather just have leisure all the time. We'd rather just crash or to entertain ourselves in some way. But what we see in this letter is we have need of endurance. Why? So that we may do the will of God and receive what is promised. The model Jesus gives us, even to the point of shedding his blood on a cross, is that endurance is key. It's not enough just to make a faith statement. It's not enough just to have faith sentiments in my heart or my mind. I've got to battle for the faith. I've got to pass through great trials in this world. And the faith that we're given, and we will be given enough faith, enough hope, enough love, enough strength to get through every trial that we face, no matter how bad it is. Every trial is a test. Will I continue to lean on the Lord? Will I continue to trust him when it looks like he's nowhere to be found? Am I going to live by the promise, the very truth of his word, and pass through the trials of life saying, he's in control. He's for me. He's given me the promise that he will bring me home. I will not experience on this earth a temptation or trial that I cannot overcome by his help, because he's here with me. And each trial becomes a moment and an opportunity to express our love and our confidence in him, that he's not a liar. He's not a man, Scripture says, that he should lie. God speaks the truth, and he's spoken the truth to you. The question is, are you going to believe him? Are you going to live your life? And not, again, not just thoughts in your mind, but are you actually going to live in a way that expresses in your habit patterns, your daily life, and how you walk through trial and difficulty and disappointment, how you speak and how you live? That will express whether or not you trust him, whether you have confidence in him. Where's your confidence? Where's your trust? Trials provide for us a perfect opportunity to declare with our whole being that God is faithful. It's a moment of opportunity. That's why the saints embraced it. The saints embraced suffering and trial. Now, for most of us, and for the saints as well, the natural inclination is to run from trial and to run from suffering. And when unexpected trial comes, or suffering that that gets in the way of what we'd hope for our lives, we say, God, where are you? Where did you go? Are you a liar? Are you real? Why is this happening to me? I don't like this. That's the battle that goes on. Right there is where we need to declare the victory of Jesus Christ. He's with you. He's fulfilling his promise. He's perfecting you in faith. And he's leading you to do the will of God. Why? So that you will receive what's been promised to you. So you can receive the reward that Christ desires to bestow upon you. The passage goes on, for yet a little while, and the coming one shall come and shall not tarry. But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. What pleases God? Faith, trust, abandonment to him. This is what's precious in the eyes of God. The Lord Jesus will come again in glory. He will come. It may seem like he now tarries, that it's too long, that he needs to come now, and we can lose hope. But the exhortation here is to that trust which produces endurance, faith which allows us to endure through trial and to not be suckered by the enemy, not to be drawn in by his lies, not to give into discouragement. But my righteous one shall live by faith. This is chapter 10, verse 38. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but we are of those who have faith and keep their souls. Here's the battle, friends. Here's the heart of it all, really. Surrendering to the promise, and the promise is a person, Jesus Christ, who now sits at the right hand of the Father. I think it'd be helpful tomorrow. I'm going to talk more about the enthronement of Christ, who he is, and what we can see by faith so that we can be strengthened to endure in this great race so that we can acquire the reward that's been promised to us in him. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.